USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House attorneys have sent a letter to House Democratic leaders saying they won't cooperate with what it sees as an illegitimate impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The administration is objecting that the House didn't formally vote to begin the impeachment inquiry. The White House is blocking the congressional testimony of Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who is portrayed as one of the envoys involved in the president's urging Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says it's obstruction.
The American people have a need to know.
Republicans say people would find out the truth if Schiff would release a transcript of last week's interview with another envoy, which they say clears the president of wrongdoing. Lee Zeldin says it's all a fairy tale.
It destroys his narrative. It undercuts it. It blows it up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
The average price for gasoline across the country has fallen by 0.3 cents this week, down to $2.65 a gallon. USA's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that $2.65 national average is actually a 27-cent decrease from last year.
Average prices across the country stand at $2.65, a small increase of 0.3 cents from a week ago. Overall, prices remain 27 cents lower than last year when they averaged $2.91 a gallon.
California Motors are paying the most, but even they may get a break later this week.
Gas prices across most areas of the country will likely trickle lower this week thanks to oil prices having fallen. Even California, hard hit by refinery issues, should see some relief as well.
I'm John Clemens.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 314 points, the Nasdaq down 133. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Pittsburgh-area couple have discovered where all the walnuts from a tree in their yard have been going. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
It turns out squirrels had stored more than 200 of them for the winter under the hood of the couple's SUV. Charlie Persick says his wife called him at work to say the vehicle smelled like it was burning. When she'd popped the hood, she found walnuts and grass piled all over the engine. They took the SUV to a mechanic who found half a trash can's worth of walnuts under that hood. Persick says there was no extensive damage, but at least a hose needed to be repaired after the squirrels apparently chewed through it. The Persicks have also gotten a quote now on removing that black walnut tree from their front yard. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Citing a wildfire risk from power lines and dry, windy conditions, Pacific Gas and Electric says it will pull the plug, turning off power to some 800,000 homes and businesses in Northern California. Oakland Fire Chief Darren White.
Fast-moving wildfire may not stay just centrally located in the hill areas. It could expand throughout the other areas of the city. And so with that, we're also on heightened alert and concerned that PG&E may make a decision ultimately to expand the footprint of that public safety shutdown.
PG&E says it's being proactive after being blamed and forced to pay billions for wildfires in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.